I'm joined by Kate Reedy, who is an impressive young woman. The 14-year-old who hails from Six Mile Bridge recently completed the Crean Challenge Expedition. This challenge and preparation for it isn't for the faint-hearted, which Kate will tell us all about now. Kate, very good morning to you.
Hi.
And thanks very much for coming in. You are resplendent in your scouting gear, and I've never seen so many badges in my entire life, including a rather large one of the Icelandic flag. And we're going to get to the expedition in just a little bit. But I'm guessing from the number of badges on your scouting uniform that you've been in the Scouts for quite a number of years.
Yeah, I've been in the Scouts since I was six.
Since you were six. And how did you get involved with it?
It was my mother, I think, who signed me up, and all my siblings do it as well, so I'm the oldest. So I was the first to get into it, and since Beavers, when I started it, I just kept going with it because I loved it so much.
Okay, you're the trendsetter for all your siblings, so.
Yeah.
And what was it that you love about it? Is it the, you know, getting to make friends, or is it just getting to go places, or doing different tasks and?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of opportunities in Scouts. So obviously in Beavers and Cubs, you'd start by making a lot of friends and learning the basic things. And now I'm in Scouts, so obviously the Crean Challenge, and then there's other little challenges, and it's a bit competitive, and I like that side of it, and making new friends, seeing everyone from all around Ireland.
And you know the way there's kind of like ranking, it's almost, you know, like karate, getting your different colour belts. Yeah. What stage are you at now?
So there's Beavers, Cubs, Scouts, Ventures, then Rovers. So I'm in Scouts now. I'm in my fourth year of Scouts. And then that's the rankings in it. And then there's different competitions then.
Okay. And I'm guessing from all the badges, you've won quite a few competitions. but maybe before we get to the Crean Challenge Expedition, tell us about some of the other competitions you've entered and won.
So there's the Shield, and that is, it's like you spend the weekend and you're on a site and you have to put up all your gadgets. So you make a dresser, make a washstand, you put up your tents, and you live there with what you've brought for the weekend. And then you move on to Phoenix if you get through, and that's all of Ireland. That's almost a week long thing, and you're tested, and you have bases, and you're tested on your ability of scouting. And then you get either a bronze badge, a silver badge, or a gold badge. So our group has been to Phoenix twice, and we've gotten silver both times. So this year we're also doing Shield again, so we're hoping to get through to Phoenix. And then last weekend I did a thing called Survivor. And you go into the woods for the weekend. And first of all, they look through your bag because you're only allowed a certain amount of things. So you aren't allowed a tent, you have to build your own natural shelter. You aren't allowed food, they'll give you a rabbit and you have to skin it and gut it. And
oh, lovely.
It. Yeah.
I think it sounds like if there was, you know, like in one of those films, if there was a zombie apocalypse and we all had to like survive in the woods,
yeah.
You would stand a better chance of surviving than the likes of me.
Yeah.
Is that the thing that strikes me, speaking to people who are involved with the Scouts, Kate, that you learn skills and resilience and independence,
yeah.
That, you know, even at 14, as I say, you would know how to do a lot of things that people twice your age, three times your age wouldn't.
Yeah, well, it's great opportunity. I love Scouts. It's taught me so much as well.
Okay, well, it's taught you so much, which I'm guessing you needed for the Crean Challenge Expedition, which I'm presuming is named after the great Tom Crean. So tell us a bit about this expedition. Is it something that has been around for a long time, the challenge?
Yeah, I'm not sure how long it's been around, but this, like, I hadn't heard about it before I was told to sign up for it, and they kind of encouraged me to sign up for it. And when we learned a bit about Tom Crean the first weekend, and it was really interesting. I got to do a project on him as well. But
What did you think when you read about Tom Crean? He's a serious man, wasn't he?
He's a really serious man, yeah. He didn't give up. Like, he didn't want to give up. And he got, like, really sick, so he's made turn back from his expedition, and that, like, that was devastating for him. Like, it shows how much he wanted to keep going, even though he was his life was in threatened.
I think you're cut from the same cloth somehow. I don't think you'd easily give up any sort of challenge, and you didn't have to give up this one. So tell us more about the challenge, what the preparation was like, and having to go to Iceland.
So I sent in my application. I had to do a scouting CV and list everything I've done, why I wanted to do the Green Challenge, and send in a 3-minute long video. So I put down, I've done 4 NPCs, so I'm the first person in Clare to do all 4 NPCs. They're mountain pursuit challenges, so you spend the weekend and you go up and you climb the mountains and you plan your route card with the map and compass. So I think that helped me getting in. But then once you got in, we had 4 training weekends. And the first training weekend, you just met everyone and we learned a bit about Tom Crean. Then the next 3 training weekends, we did long hikes, all about 18 kilometers long, all above 600 meters high, and you'd bring your tent with you, and then you'd put up your tent and you'd camp there. We also had to do a little personal project, so I wrote up about Tom Crean, and we had to do a special interest badge, so I did some fundraising for our local elderly daycare center. And then we had to do 4 hikes with like ourselves, so I had to bring other people on 4 different hikes, all over 18 kilometres.
Wow, that's a lot of boxes that you had to tick. And by the sounds of it, it's fairly high standard that those who are successful have to meet. And, you know, how many people were accepted onto the Green Challenge expedition, and were they scouts from all over Ireland?
Yeah, so there was scouts from all over Ireland. There was 31 people accepted on, and then there were 6 Icelandic scouts. So there was quite a few people from places like Waterford and Dublin. So there was 31 in total, and then we had 2 mentors per group.
And you flying the Clare flag.
Yeah.
So when did you go to Iceland? How long were you there, and what did it involve?
So we went for about a week. When we got over there, we got there the first night, and there was an indoor, there's like a place, there was bunk beds. We didn't get to spend much time inside. A lot of time we spent outside, so we put up these tents, and you had to cut into like the icy ground and dig out the snow. So that was a lot of work in itself. We put up the tents and we had to build an ice wall around it, like a kind of igloo shape. So we slept in those tents for quite a few of the nights, and then we did 2 small little hikes to prepare us to get used to walking in the snow. And we did our big long expedition. And in our big long expedition, we got to the... We hiked with everything. And then when we arrived at the huts there, we had to stay the night there. With the Icelandics, we had a culture night. So we got to try some Icelandic food, like shark's fin and whale blubber.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. the Icelandics got a bit of food from us as well, so they got to have some Irish food, and we taught them how to play rounders, and we learned an Icelandic dance off them. And then we did bases most days, like in the ice, using crampons, ice axes, ice axe arrests, and first aid.
Lovely. So there was a bit of a cultural exchange going on in the midst of all of that. And
yeah.
How did it all finish up? Were you there for, was it a week you were there for?
Yeah, it was a week we were there for. On the last day, like, we'd done our expedition on the 3rd last day, and then for the last 2 days we stayed at that scout centre in Reykjavik. So first of all, on the 2nd last day, we got to go around the actual town there, and we got to do a bit of shopping. But on the last day, we had an award ceremony, and we were given our certificate and badge and our medal by the Chief Scout of Iceland. So we had a ceremony, we got our picture taken, and then that night we left to go to the airport at 3 in the morning.
Wow, no rest for the wicked.
No.
I mean, I'm sure you've so many badges on your uniform, and they're all hard-earned and mean a lot to you, but given the nature of the fact, a big foreign trip going to Iceland, you know, the terrain, the snow covered and ice terrain, the challenges, the fact it was a big challenge, that you had to do so much to even qualify to go. And does that, maybe it's because it's one of the most recent ones that you've done and completed, but does that mean the most to you, or does it rank high up there in terms of your achievements?
It's definitely the one I'm most proud about, because I think it's the biggest accomplishment, not just in Scouts, in my whole life that I've done, because it took place over like 9 months almost, with all the training we did and everything, and just going, doing it, being with the people there. It was definitely it's one of the things I'm most proudest about, and it's my favourite badge and my favourite accomplishment.
Well, congratulations again, well done to you. There's not too many 14-year-olds who can say that they built an igloo out in the open in Iceland and ate shark's fin and whale blubber for their dinner. So well done to you, Caitlin. Unforgettable experiences, and you've learned a lot about yourself as well, I'd imagine. Kate Reedy from Six Mile Bridge, who completed the Crean Challenge Expedition. Well done again, and thanks very much for coming in and telling us about it.